Are you in a local band? Send in your album to reviews at slugmag.com for a review. All you have to do is attach your audio files and put local in the subject line.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwave. Hey, I'm VHS Vic. I played piano and guitar in Cool Banana with Jeremy Devine, Ben Thomas, and Moo Rudolph, and sometimes Josh Brown. We have a revolving cast of characters. A lot of people come in and out, and you know how schedules are. People do their thing, but we have a master supreme leader of light and dark funk, Jeremy Devine. He's actually a human encyclopedia, and he's a little unknown fact. He's a rare bird collector, and he performs with the flip of a switch just right behind his neck, right behind his ear, lower neck. And we have Chuba the Hutt, who's from the outer ring of the O-ring, west of O'Harrington, Shackleytown. And he sings and does clown car kind of stuff. And then there's Moo, our keyboard cowboy, who led the way for old St. Nick with his gas-powered Wurlitzer. It's an interesting story. You'll have to ask him about that. We'll bring him on. And then there's Cool Cat Benny, sweet old Ben. He actually has a baby grand piano in his litter box. So he's set up. Sort of in the same way where Brian Wilson had a piano in his sandbox, except Benny, you know, he does his duty in his litter box, and he plays his piano in there. Shit's where he plays, and shit's funky. I find lots of parallels between, you know, my work, my animation, and my music. And my original concept for Cool Banana was to make an animated band much in the way of the California Raisins. Because they're kind of like a funny cartoon, you know, you've seen an animation band that just kind of is their own, like, brand, and they have their own, like, wacky thing going on. And I've always, you know, been into them and drawn inspiration from just the humor and the way that they are, and the manipulation and the animation itself is amazing. Cool Banana is still actually that, because I animate, and I kind of wanna keep that part of Cool Banana alive, rather than just having it be a solid band. We're able to morph into whatever idea we want it to be, you know. It can be as artsy-shartsy as a Euro movie, or be a type of juice, maybe an e-cig flavor, or, you know, just a regular group of friends that like to play music together and like the Muppets and drink coffee and just have fun. We think of our shows in either two or three acts, depending on how long the sets are. So, like, first we'll start with a puppet intro and kind of set a cartoon tone for the rest of the set. So we'll do some kind of puppet intro where he comes in off of stage, you know, he'll come on and jam and do a little song and dance number. And then we'll eventually fizzle out of that and we'll jam and play some songs, covers, and lately we've been into ELO, so we've been covering and learning a bunch of their stuff. And then we cap it off with like a book-ending type outro where different people and characters will come on stage and join us and just have a go at the song and cap it off nicely with an E sharp. We just have like a fun outro where it's just unexpected and just kind of there's like a monkey wrench thrown in where it's not your normal ending of a set, you know. Usually you play your best song last, but usually we do like some kind of like, we work in some kind of malfunction, so it's like, phew, like, oh, the speaker blew out. And there's like smoke coming out of the amp. And then that kind of adds to the ending of the show where it's just going crazy. I won a trip to Hawaii through animation. While I was there, I was in the process of putting together material for my cartoon band, which I didn't have a name for or anything like that. I was just kind of in my head creating something and messing around with ideas, and you know, I ended up developing songs for what would become a Cool Banana album. And I was listening to a lot of Beach Boys while I was there. I mean, you know, I was in Hawaii, you know, come on, what else are you gonna listen to? You gotta get those harmonies by the beach. And I was inspired by how Smile was imagined by Brian Wilson and Van Dyke Parks as kind of like a lyrical journey across the United States from coast to coast, like from Plymouth Rock to Waikiki. And so I kind of thought of myself as a character from that album, and I wrote a song called Rock Island while I was there and based the lyrics on my journey to Hawaii from Utah. It's sort of like a mini homage to the Beach Boys, and the song title itself came after like a 50s Elvis Presley themed gift shop on Oahu, so there was a lot of inspiration that tied into that song. I feel like a lot of times while we're performing or we're rehearsing for a show, I'll try and put myself in the audience's point of view and try and visualize what they're looking at on stage. Just kind of helps me kind of prep for what I want to bring to the show visually, and a lot of times it helps because, you know, I'm in their shoes, I guess, and I can see it. I can relate to what I kind of want to see as an audience member, I guess. I think I just want to have fun. I want to just be entertained and just go into a live show and be surprised. I've always kind of used a 4-track Tascam like cassette tape machine to record my stuff. It's something that I got pretty early on, and it was cool because at the time I was in high school and I just kind of fell into that and didn't even have a computer. I just had that, and that was kind of my way of recording music, so that's just kind of how I've known it. And it's been fun to kind of discover my own multi-track recording process, because using that, it kind of encourages experimentation by like building up sounds layer by layer without using a computer mouse or a monitor. You're just using your ears and layering things and bouncing things back and forth while at the same time recording onto that same track, so you're making use of your tracks and squishing everything down. And I actually kind of like the sound of once it goes through a mix down, it kind of degrades it a little bit, but it also makes it tighter. On Crib Notes, for example, I've recorded a guitar and a piano, and then I mix those down, and it just kind of like tightens it a little bit and makes those into one sound and one instrument. And it's cool. I like using my ears and just using that rather than having it be a visual part as well, because I do so many like visual things that I kind of need a break. It's actually become a really good friend and tool for songwriting and arranging. And I think the trick for me when writing a song is to just like immediately compose the song top to bottom when the idea and melody are fresh and exciting. And the Tascam is really easy to do that and get my idea out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our destination to Rock Island. Please fasten your seatbelts and have a bright night.
Come on, baby, you on the island.
Being a filmmaker and an animator, I'm always like thinking about layers and pre-visualizing what my ideas will look like once they're completed. So it's useful for me while I'm composing a song because I can hear the drums, the shakers, the bass, whatever it is, to what I'm writing. And it's cool because they usually turn out as I envision them in my head when I realize them. But then there's always like that extra little sparkle that shines through and makes your work special and more personalized. And I like to take advantage of those weird accidental occurrences during the recording process. Like, for example, if there's a movie playing in the background and it comes through during a shaker take or whatever, we'll keep it because it's like another layer of dimension and it was captured through synchronicity and it just becomes part of the song as a whole. And it has that unique, like, boom, or whatever it is at that moment. It's more playful and kind of off the cuff, off the fly, off the wall. I improvise a lot, and I just kind of go with the flow and roll with the punches with everything that kind of happens to me day to day. You know, like, maybe my tire was flat. Oh, crap, I gotta take a lift, or, you know, whatever I'm kind of feeling, I've kind of learned to, like, use the force and follow my instincts and, you know, turn off my Nava computer and just be able to take out the Death Star. I think I feel more free and more willing to dive into something because I know that whatever I experiment with will just kind of become this weird thing that I created. So I like being able to just go at it freely without any restrictions. The song you're about to hear is called Daffy Jr. It's a short little number that doesn't really mean anything in particular, but it's fun to listen to and has a good groove. The first part of the song is instrumental, and the second part is a nonsensical verse about feeling positive and free. We use it as a transitional tie-in to make a stage switch. So, turn it up and have fun. right now we're working on some fun ideas, some new creative juices are flowing, and we're actually working on a quick little pot roast type album where, you know, you get everything right in there. It's kind of like a hearty stew. And we've reworked the stage show and the set for new bits and songs, and kind of trying to give us a little more that extra stage time so we can kind of bring in that extra twinkle. And the West Coast tour is coming up, so keep an eye out.
...92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.